from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness? Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Right.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Are you going to just be drunk the whole time?
This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather who was Irish.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I got to do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
Here we go. It is a Friday.
Now you know
noon
why
30.
You can't go to PAX.
No, that's not why. They love me at these Comic-Cons.
Well, apparently
I got
some
to talk
people
to,
think you mock them.
I got to talk to Lydia Deetz.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
Those are old
I don't even know what Danganronpa is, but it sounds really dirty.
Yeah, it is. It's very good. Don't bing it at work, Dale. Promise me
well,
that you don't.
My computer system here at work won't let me anyway.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. So this is the Weekend Review, and on Monday, we were kicking around the idea, Dale, if we did the newlywed game for the show at the station, who would do the best? And we kicked around a couple of different topics or questions that might come up, including, you know, what is your co-host's favorite movie? But sounds like it would be pretty hard for me to determine what your favorite movie is when you don't even know
I admit failure. I am never able to just say that's my favorite movie of all time.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, and
anything with
and
The Rock in
and
it.
And some of my favorite movies are like really dopey movies.
That's fine. That's all
like Knight's Tale.
Add it to the list. Knight's Tale. After all this, he drops Knight's Tale.
No, I didn't say my favorite. I said some of my favorite movies are,
okay.
You know, like Heath Ledger in that one. And
okay. Rest in peace.
You've been weighed.
Yeah.
You've been measured. And you've been found wanting.
He just quoted Knight's Tale.
Did
you have that? Maybe I don't know him as well as I thought that I did. I thought we might win, but now I'm not so sure.
I thought it was a pretty damn good imitation from it,
too. It was a great Knight's Tale quote.
Thank you.
Both Knight's Tale fans out there would be happy that you said that on Monday.
What's the name of the female lead in Knight's Tale? She was very exotic looking.
Oh, jeez.
Had some real long name. I can't
Jessica
remember.
Alba.
No, that's
no,
a short
okay.
name.
All right. Yeah,
also exotic looking, though.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
No,
that's a hyphenated name.
No, a little older for
Could have been her. One of the big stories from the past weekend was the stupid idiot who was at a zoo and tried taking a picture with a jaguar. She wanted a selfie.
A little harsh considering where
what would you call her?
Well, dopey.
Okay, dopey, idiot. Rossi, do you have the name of the woman that was in Knight's Tale?
I believe it's Shayna Sossamon. Or Sossamon? Sossamon?
All right, I'm sorry I made that update.
Sorry
I went to that.
I could have helped you.
That was poor instincts on my part. Now, this was the story of the woman. You called it was it a zoofy? Is that what it's called?
Well, that's what I think. The zoo selfie?
Yeah.
I may have made the term up, but I think that's what she was going for.
And it's been going around, and this lady did not get the better end of a jaguar.
This woman wanted to get a better picture, and so she jumps over the barrier, and there's a jaguar going, "You're not supposed to be in here."
Hey!
So you go, "Hum!" He takes a bite out of her arm. Good for that jaguar.
Jaguar won.
He's like, "What is this lady doing?"
Dopey woman, nothing.
You're like, "You don't look friendly. I'm going to attack you." And so it didn't bite the lady in the arm. It sounded like that was just the claw
claws.
Rip.
Well,
holy
I mean, you
smokes.
Could see, when you saw the arm, it looked more like a claw
peeled
rip.
Peeled it open like a zipper. It was gnarly. It was really gnarly.
It was pretty ugly.
Holy mackerel.
And they should have given little Richie Keefe a bit of a warning.
Yeah, there was no warning at all on Twitter.
You
I would have watched anyway.
Please.
Yeah, for sure. But I was just like, where'd it get her?
Oh!
Right in the arm!
It was so unbelievable looking at it, too, because there was no blood, but it was like ripped open. You could see the inside of her arm, and yet stuff wasn't piling out. Like, I don't know if that's like just how sharp it is. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get the science behind that.
Well, you could see, like, the fat and stuff.
Yeah.
She hadn't gotten down to the muscle part. It was just the fat on top of the muscle.
Yeah. Well,
it was a little gross.
Speaking of that, Dale saw himself a heck of a documentary series on Netflix over the weekend.
I did.
That would be the John and Lorena Bobbitt story.
Yeah. They don't actually give you a warning when they show you the photo.
Oh, there wasn't?
No.
It wasn't like, this is going to be graphic?
Yeah.
He was mic'd up that
day. I mean,
day.
At the beginning, it says adult content, nudity.
Oh, so that's your warning.
But
that's
all of a sudden, out of nowhere.
Yeah, you saw nudity. You're like, all right, let's sit down.
Woo!
That's a different kind of nudity than anything I'm just familiar with.
I mean, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're just showing you what Lorena everything. Bobbitt did.
They show you everything.
Rossi's got his hands on his head.
So
again.
How fresh were those photos from? Because this was back
there was still blood all over his legs.
Holy
smokes!
We just lost him. We're down a producer.
You go. Yeah, I thought Rossi was never going to return after that. That was very graphic. I think it's the blood on the legs, which is what does it, isn't it, Jason? Is that what you would say that does it?
This is so gross.
To me, it was the area where that used to be that was even worse than the blood on the legs.
But I remember, and we looked it up, so that happened in 1993.
Yeah.
So to think about...
He's had quite a storied career since
then.
He
has, but also what an impact it had on my life as a nine-year-old. I remember
you knew about it?
Of course I did. It was like, first of all, you got like four TV channels, and they were all the news, and they would all talk about it. It was like nonstop with that for a while.
That was a lot of schoolyard talk about this.
Oh, and then, yeah, once one kid on the bus knows about it, forget about it. Then everybody knows about it.
And like we played on that day, there was a Weird Al song that involved it.
Yes.
The height of Weird Al's fame in like 1994 had a version with that in it.
That was pop culture before pop culture really took off. That was what launched it, I think, into... That was like the moment of the 90s.
That was it. Not the OJ.
Rossi, this weekend, I want you to watch it.
Absolutely. I don't think
you and the missus.
Yeah,
you
and film yourself doing it as a reaction video. Yes.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if I can watch this.
Well,
if I do, I'll take a video. I'll see what the lady would like to watch.
I would say...
I just want to see the look on his face when they first show you the wound.
I think the 90s...
Wound is the nicest way I could put that.
The wound. Yeah, that is really something else.
I honestly don't know if I can see it.
I think you're going to have to. For the show. Do it for the show.
Okay.
Dale was paid one of the best compliments, maybe of all time.
Ever.
And no coincidence, after a caller said this, we have not seen nor heard from Glenn Ordway again.
That's a good point.
Dale, you are the greatest. I believe you are the godfather of WEEI, and it is a pleasure to me speaking to you.
Woof. That was pretty nice.
And as you pointed out, Glenn Ordway has not been on the station since.
We have not
coincidence?
Seen... No, it cannot be.
I think not.
It cannot be.
Calling to speak to the Godfather, Dean.
Dale's... Oh, yeah, the Godfather's here. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Good. I have the right number.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the right number. I didn't catch that the first time. Oh, good. So that's the Godfather. Didn't realize it, but the Godfather WEEI is on our show.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff. Yeah, Pretty good.
We didn't know. He didn't know, but now you know.
Did you know today is the anniversary of the release date of the original Godfather?
Really? Yes. Godfather 1 came out March 15th, 1972?
Yep. Today's the release date for the Godfather.
Pretty good. And this is a sort of an unpopular opinion. I prefer Godfather 1 to Godfather 2. Most people pick 2. Most people do, because the wedding scene is very long. But
that's
James Caan is very good. Give me Sonny. Sonny's the best character.
Sonny was great.
I love Sonny. Every week, I feel like our callers find a way to one-up themselves as to what might be the worst call or the worst idea of all time. So we were talking about the Russell Westbrook situation where he got into it with a fan there. The fan has since been banned
for life.
From the arena. Yeah, which I'm sure they can enforce that.
I think banned from Salt Lake City for life, but they're working
on that one.
You're out
of there,
one,
Salt Lake City. And so we brought up how a few weeks ago there was some kid sitting in the front row that smacked Russell Westbrook. It just like smacked him. And Russell Westbrook looked and was like, what are you doing? And a caller called in to defend that, said the kid didn't do anything wrong, and that's just sort of part of playing, that you're going to have interactions. And if it was such a big deal, they really should do this.
Put up some boards.
That's the dumbest thing we've ever heard, Jack.
Put up some boards is what he said.
Well,
he wanted to put up boards.
You wouldn't be able to
basketball
then reach out. Well, the kid wouldn't be able to because he was short. But an adult could still reach over the boards probably. Does he want glass too?
Like plexiglass, like the old Metrodome.
Glass, you know,
yeah, like Kirby Puckett smashing into the plexiglass in the outfield. Maybe that's what he wants. This is from OMF on Wednesday, Dale.
Oh,
this is one of the great questions. I love questions that make you think. This is one of the all-time questions, I think, and after this, we're going to get Lou's answer, and then I'm going to want to get your answer
okay.
as well.
If you have a time machine, and you can only pick one, you can't leapfrog all over time and go forward and go back and do this whole thing. You can either go forward,
yes,
or you can go back. Which direction are you choosing? Are you going into the future or are you going into the past?
I don't think I'd want to go to the future. I would want to go back to time. Yeah, I would.
See, there's
maybe
there's,
like my rookie year. Maybe well, I would go back.
What kind of advice would
like
you tell a 20-year-old Lou?
My last year or second to last year, whatever it is, like in AAA. And maybe I would do steroids. And if that's the case, maybe I would have signed like a 5-year, $60 million
deal. You'd
be that
guy? See, I don't think you have it in you.
Maybe I wouldn't be sitting here with you.
So Lou would go in the past.
To take
and he
steroids.
Would, he would make changes. Yeah. Dale, if you could choose between going into the past.
Oh, definitely past.
You wouldn't want to go to the future?
No, no, no. No desire to go in the future at all.
Really?
Like, there's this series that I watch on TV called Outlander. And the whole premise is this nurse from World War I goes back into, like, the 1600s. Think of what you could do with all you know, all of the information you have. Hmm. If you could go back, you would dominate, Keith.
I would dominate.
First of all, you'd be bigger than everybody.
I would be.
You would be a god. If you went back
even
to...
even more so.
Oh, even more of a god.
Yes, yes.
If you could take little Richie Keefe and send him back to, like... you know, 1400s England, you'd be king.
I don't
know.
You'd be king. I think everything would smell.
The smell would be hard.
It would be a pretty hard smell. The travel's not good. They don't have comfortable beds. I wouldn't do very well in the way olden times. I wouldn't. You have to fight everybody with a sword, which I would like to do.
But
the swords are heavy. I'm not really in that kind of shape for it. I think
swords are heavy.
They are. Like a good sword. You get yourself a good sword, it's heavy.
That's what I've heard.
You see some of those swords? I think, you know, because again, I'm curious like a cat, I would probably have to go to the future, see what's going on up there.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would. Check it out. See if we're even still here.
But my fear is if I went to the future, I'd be even dumber than I am now compared to what they know.
So I guess the other follow-up question would be, do you go there and stay there or do you go there to check things out and maybe make a change or two? Because I think if you could go to the future, see what it is, and then come back and maybe right your wrongs or sort of steer it in a different direction.
Come back and make a futures bet on who's going to win the World Series or something.
And then you're like that crazy guy's warning everybody.
Shines behind you going,
Yeah, he's like, oh, who do you like?
Okay.
Oh, who'd you see? I think I'd go to the future.
But is it you current day going to the future? Or are you going?
Yeah.
You,
same outfit you're wearing and everything.
Are you replacing yourself in the future?
That's
like is it 60-year-old Keith?
That'll melt your mind, won't it?
Butterfly effect.
That'll
there is a lot of questions when it comes to time travel. If you go back in time, is it with the knowledge of now or just then?
Boy. I don't know. This was Fourier's question. You have to ask.
I'm just saying. They could have done a whole 4 hours on that.
Yeah, they really could have.
I would go back. Yeah. I would not go forward.
How far back?
Oh, I'd want to go way back. I mean,
2009.
I want to go back to Game of Thrones time.
Yes,
dragons. See how
Who's
cool
to say
would
Game
that
of Thrones
be?
Is in the future.
Oh boy, you're right.
Mind
something to think
melted.
About. Take that into your weekend.
Thank you.
Who's to say? Maybe it is the future. That's true. Yesterday, I ended up. This came out of nowhere, but I had to defend Dane Cook. Dane Cook was getting trashed.
By the way, you didn't do very well.
I like Dane Cook. I think he's funny. I think you go back and listen to his early stuff. And the only reason why people who say he's not funny is just because they've been told by other people that he's not. And maybe other comedians don't like him, whatever. But we had a gentleman call in who claimed to work at a comedy club. And so he said Dane Cook was a real, you know, a-hole or whatever. And so we asked him, all right, so if Dane Cook sucks, according to the caller.
He did.
All right, so who's good?
So who's the best comedian?
Bill Hicks, he's, you know, passed away. Eddie Murphy when he was young.
So you're talking about guys in the 80s. So there haven't been anybody good in 30 years.
I've seen, you know, Louis C.K. when he was, before he turned out to be a pervert.
Probably don't want to advocate his stuff right now.
All
right.
But, you know, there are guys around, you know, doing the club scene that are, you know, Greg Giraldo when he was alive.
You're only naming dead comedians
people.
At
dead
this point.
Dead people or perverts.
Now, so tough. You thought I did a bad job
dead
defending my stance.
Perverts, that was pretty much his list.
Eddie Murphy, who hasn't done a comedy special in like 30 years.
How about Bill Burr?
Bill Burr's fantastic.
That'd be a good one
I wasn't saying Dane Cook's the greatest of all time. I wasn't suggesting that. But I was saying he had a run there where he was at the top. And then he went to guys that were all doing comedy way before him. I know Louis C.K. is still, I guess, kind of still in the game. I don't know. Maybe he is.
Maybe not.
We haven't had one of these in a very long time, Dale, and honestly, I'm surprised that they don't happen more often.
Dale and Holly, did you hear that?
Oh, that hasn't happened in a while.
Wow, that's hurt.
I think you know a guy. Yeah.
Wow. You know what it was? I was thinking. Blown up on my own show.
Hadn't happened in a while.
I deserved it. Well, in my defense.
Yes. All right, here we go.
It's a feeble defense, but it's all I've got.
Let's hear it. It can't be better than the Bill Hicks guy.
Earlier in the show, we played the Stephen A. Smith sound where he was shouting out Michael Holly.
Right.
And that's what kind of stuck it in my head, because we had just played that Stephen A. stuff.
That's right.
That.
We had mentioned Michael earlier, and it is funny because that Stephen A. rant, he was going on and on about WEEI, because we were responding earlier in his week to the thought about Gordon Hayward and how fans like Gordon Hayward more, and the guys on the team are upset because of the favoritism shown to Gordon Hayward.
In Stephen A.'s
because
rant,
I know a lot of folks in there, even the a-hole that I had to deal with on WEEI, that's just one person. It's a lot of people on that station that's good people. There's a lot of people that oppose at other stations that are good people. Michael Holly is my brother.
So both people he's referring to don't work here anymore.
Yeah,
it's like you got to update your roster.
Is gone. The one he likes is gone.
Yeah, you got to update the roster a little bit. Somebody's got to.
But
pass
in
that
my
on.
Defense, yes, that's why that was really my first slip in over a year like that.
That is true, which I'm surprised by after doing it for so long. I am surprised. What is your excuse for this one when we're talking about the Avengers Endgame trailer?
This is pretty
trailer.
Much killing me today, isn't it? A little ferret rat sort of thing.
How dare you? It's Rocket Raccoon.
The Avengers Endgame trailer came out, the second one came out yesterday morning, so we brought it up a little bit on the show. Dale knew that I'd be very excited for it, but this was the first thing he wanted to talk about.
That was ferret rat sort of thing.
How dare
now,
you?
I won't even
Rocket Raccoon.
I won't even defend myself. I was trying to take a little shot at Rich Keith, and it worked.
It hurt me. It hurt me very much.
The fans were very upset.
It's one of my favorite characters. Maybe my favorite character in the MCU right now. Might be. I like Rocket Raccoon. Very funny.
He's your guy?
Yeah, he's my guy.
Listen to Rich.
He's gonna save the galaxy, this guy.
My favorite character in the MCU.
Yeah, in the MCU. You gotta be specific.
I understand.
You can't just be like your favorite character. That really opens up the door.
Flurkin saving the day.
Yeah, Rossi likes the Flurkin, because there's a Flurkin, which is essentially just a cat in Captain Marvel. So obviously, it's Rossi's favorite character.
Of course he likes it.
But this cat is awesome.
That's fine.
Doesn't talk, doesn't have Bradley Cooper's voice, which that's
spoiler.
A little bit of a letdown.
Spoiler.
Is there a spoiler?
There's no voice. I think maybe people were hoping there was a voice. And now they know there's no voice.
I'm not taking that heat.
All right. Fair enough. Well, there you go, Dale. There is the week in review.
Which pretty much was, let's make Dale look like a moron
Dale,
for an entire
me.
Segment.
Dale, you did that yourself.
I had something to do with it. Yeah, I did. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith.
That's right.
Sports Radio, WEEI.
Put up some boards.
And maybe I would do steroids. Dale and Holly. Dale and Holly. Did you hear that?
Oh, that hasn't happened in a while.
That's hurt.
I think you know a guy.
There you are, the godfather of WEEI.
A little ferret rat sort of thing.
How dare you? It's Rocket Raccoon.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.